I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Today's piece comes from Ray Long.
The very first time I heard my voice on the radio, I was fighting to stay awake long enough to hear it. Because despite it only being about mid-afternoon, I had stayed up extremely late into the previous night, trying to figure out how to put together this radio piece the very best I could. I had been tasked with covering the eccentric solo debut album from Flea of Red Hot Chili Peppers fame, which is entitled Onera. It's an ambitious record that finds Flea returning to his first instrument, the trumpet, as well as to his musical first love, jazz. Due to time constraints inherent to my assignment, some gems from Flea had to be left on the cutting room floor. Of that discarded tape, a standout moment was Flea's telling of how he met his hero, Dizzy Gillespie, when Flea was just a kid himself.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be a jazz trumpet player. I wanted to be Dizzy Gillespie when I grew up. My mom took me to go see Dizzy play at Royce Hall at UCLA. I was like, oh, we're going to go see God tonight. And I was sitting in the audience waiting for Dizzy to come on, you know, my little polyester suit, like waiting. And I was like, I got to go to the bathroom, Mom. And I jump up, and just being a little kid, I just was running fast because I didn't want to miss him. And I ran towards the stage door. I just ran to a door. And I opened it up, and there's Dizzy standing right there with his horn, you know, with the bell shooting up. And I was just, you know, kind of shaking in awe, ran up to him. I was like, Mr. Gillespie, I just want to tell you, I was like frozen like a deer in the headlights. And he was so kind. I'll never forget it. He hugged me in, like he put his arm around me. And he hugged me in, you know, and for a few minutes, I'm with Dizzy. And he pet me on the head, went on, started playing Night in Tunisia, you know, and I was just like, oh, forgot all about having to pee, you know.
Flea and the Onera Band will appear at Newport Jazz Fest this weekend, performing on Sunday, August 2nd. Special thanks to Sarah Gilletti, Christian McBride, and Jazz Night in America for sharing this interview with us, which you can hear in full at wbgo.org. I'm Ray Long, WBGO News.